Louisiana Democratic Senator Mary Landrieu is waging a hard-fought battle for re-election. It's a race that could help decide which party has control of the U.S. Senate. Republican Congressman Bill Cassidy and a Tea Party candidate, Rob Manus, are her main challengers in Louisiana's open primary on November 4th, and NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Listening to Senator Mary Landrieu's opponents, you might think President Obama was up for re-election. Last night in Shreveport, the three candidates faced off in a debate for the first time, and whether the question was about fighting terrorism or curtailing student debt, Republican Congressman Bill Cassidy managed to tie Landrieu to the nation's top Democrat and her vote for his signature health care plan.
We need a better economy than the Obama and the Obamacare economy. Senator Landrieu, when she voted for Obamacare, a central vote, in a sense put a wet blanket over that economy.
Cassidy is a physician from Baton Rouge and is Landrieu's top challenger. He wants to repeal the Affordable Care Act, which he claims is costing consumers.
Clearly, this is the unaffordable health care act.
Landrieu defends her vote for the law, but says it needs some tweaks. The three-term incumbent Democrat would rather talk about positions that distinguish her from the president, her support for the Keystone Pipeline and expanding domestic energy production, for instance, popular positions in a state where the oil and gas industry dominates. Landrieu, chair of the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee, wants to make the race more about how her seniority can help the state.
While President Obama is not on the ballot, the future of Louisiana is. And electing a senator that can get the job done when it comes to energy, building a middle class in our country and in Louisiana, using my influence and my clout, which is really the people's influence and the people's clout in Louisiana.
But retired Air Force Colonel Rob Manus, the Tea Party-backed Republican in the race, calls that the incumbent protection racket.
And you know what, Senator Landrieu? The president's policies are on the ballot, and they're in your person. And, you know, we talked about energy jobs a moment ago, and they're hurting energy jobs.
Manus positions himself as the true conservative in the Louisiana race and has picked up the support of former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin. The Republican establishment is behind Cassidy. Arizona Senator John McCain campaigned across Louisiana earlier this week, saying the Senate needed a doctor like Cassidy to help fix the broken VA.
And I'm asking our veterans to go on another mission by sending Bill Cassidy to the United States Senate.
Louisiana's open primary system puts all candidates, regardless of party, on the ballot together. If no one gets a majority, the race is decided in a December runoff between the top two finishers. Most observers don't see how Landrieu can pull enough support to avoid the runoff. And in a head-to-head match with a Republican candidate,
Mary Landrieu, I would say, is in trouble.
Stephanie Grace is a political columnist for the Advocate newspaper.
Not really for anything she did, for really being a Democrat in the Deep South, and that in this current environment, which is very hostile to Democrats in the Deep South and President Obama.
Louisiana is a much redder state than it was when Landrieu was first elected to the Senate in 1996. She still has strong support in Democratic pockets like New Orleans, where her brother is mayor and her father once held the job. But elsewhere, she has to make the case. Today, she stopped in Lafayette, the heart of the state's oil and gas corridor, to rally a big part of her base, women.
We got to get everybody to the polls. If every woman here would talk to just 10 people, your children, your neighbors. I mean, look, we talk to 10 people before 10 o'clock in the morning, you know. We're all talking all the time, right? Amen?
The message she wants them to spread, that she now holds the gavel at the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee.
And we can write the bill. We can write the energy policy. And I have an opponent that says he wants to get to the Senate. He doesn't get this chairmanship. He'd have to stay there 18 years.
Mary Doucette of Opelousas was among the more than 400 women who turned out for today's luncheon. She says Landrieu's committee chairmanship is important.
Louisiana is full of and noted for a lot of natural resources, so that's a plus for Louisiana. So why would you want to put somebody new there?
Republican Bill Cassidy counters that argument by saying Landrieu's chairmanship would be a moot point if the GOP gains control of the Senate. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Lafayette, Louisiana.